All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Before I announce my next guest, I have to make an announcement. I got a call last night from Senator Ron Johnson's office, and they have had to reschedule his appearance on my show for this Friday. It's been rescheduled to February 9th at 8 o'clock, 2 weeks from Friday. Senator Johnson will be in the studio with me for an hour. So, if you're, we were looking forward to having him on this Friday, but things happened. He's a United States Senator, and, you know, they're dealing with immigration right now, and so he's not going to be able to get here until 2 weeks from now. So hold your powder, and we'll be talking to him in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, on the line, Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Good morning to you, Dr. Craig. How you doing?
Earl, how are you doing?
How are you doing, Earl?
Good morning.
I'm heartbroken. Senator Johnson is not going to be able to make it now for 2 weeks. I don't know how I'm going to survive, Dr. Craig.
Well, I mean, he agreed to do it, which he didn't need to. And
I know.
You got to give him this. He's not your average politician. He's very distinct and unique, and he has shown a willingness to come on shows with hosts he disagrees with, and that's something you do with callers. So I'll give him, you gotta give someone credit when it's due. He used to come on as devil's advocate. So I'm not sure. They may have overstayed their welcome with him, but I know he used to come on.
Yes, sir. Let me ask you, Dr. Craig, the new legislative maps passed in Senate, but Dems call plan desperate. So all of a sudden, the Republicans got religion in the legislature and came up with maps that were similar to maps in other states that they believe were more fair. They refused to do this before the Democrats took control over the state Supreme Court. Did they all of a sudden just get religion, Dr. Craig, and say we've got to be more fair and balanced, or what are they trying to do? Or are they trying to pull a rabbit out of the hat?
Well, Earl, I think you and I have both been watching Robin Voss for some time. And it doesn't seem like getting religion in the sense you mean it. That is an honest moral religion. There's plenty of, you know, fake religion out there, including the Christians that say that they're all for Donald Trump. So I will go with you have to think about why would it be to his advantage. So they're trying to pass Governor Evers' maps. They're ones of the seven, and they are the worst ones for Democrats. And so what does that tell you? It tells you that they think the drawing process with the objective experts will turn out worse than those. And they're trying to induce Governor Evers to side with them and give them the best maps they're going to get. It does tell you that they're giving up on their U.S. Supreme Court strategy, quote unquote strategy, because I think it was all Voss just venting in the media in the first place. And there isn't a federal issue here, even for this Supreme Court. And so my concern is, because the governor should veto it, is that this is a governor that really likes compromise. And so can they induce him to do this? I certainly hope not, because he should make the same calculation in his people that they're going to get better maps. And he should want a Democratic legislature. And I don't care, Earl, I'll say it that way, whether it improves Governor Evers' brand because he did another compromise. We need lawmaking power. We need a Democratic legislature that can actually move on the problems the state is facing. And all of the major things that have either been harmed by this gerrymandered legislature or left undone.
You know, Dr. Craig, we can't, you know, not be mindful of what has transpired in the state during this last 10 or last decade or a little more, and what the decisions that the Republican-controlled Supreme Court, Robin Voss and Scott Walker and others, put our state in a situation that many of us had never seen before, where, you know, there was no debate. There was no bipartisanship. And it was our way or the highway. And now all of a sudden to say that the Democrats, you know, don't want a, you know, bipartisanship it's almost, you know, attainable to what was the guy's name who slept for 20 years, Rip Van Winkle. And, you know, and so Rip Van Winkle slept for 20 years and he came back and things changed. Well, we haven't been sleeping for a decade. We know what they did and we know what they're attempting to continue to do. And when you say that Governor Evers wants this bipartisanship, I'm not opposed to bipartisanship. But, Dr. Craig, you can't look at what they did. That stuff has to be undone, doesn't it?
Yes. I don't know that the guy raised the question because, I mean, I think he took some deals in the state budget that he should not have taken. And on the Brewers, the huge $500 million for one billionaire. And so I can't just rule it out. I think the Democrats in the legislature are all saying the right thing about this strategy and calling it out. So I hope the governor sees it the way we do. I also, you commented on the Rip Van Winkle kind of effect. I don't think this messaging is going to work for them because no one who is tuned in is going to believe it, and unless they're already with Robin Voss, and then they're part of the choir. And most of the public is not engaged enough in the actual, all the mechanics of redistricting. Why would they be? For this messaging to make one bit of a difference for them. So really, this is a question of can he induce Governor Evers into their trap or not?
Well, and there's no reason for you to think that that's impossible.
That's I'd love a definitive statement today. Maybe the press release is out. I don't know it, but I think that President Biden, whose career has been, you know, he loves the grand compromise in the Senate, that he's moved a lot on that and has a stronger bottom line, though he's in a really tough spot now with I can't fund the government unless I do some rotten Republican things to asylum seekers on the border, right? That kind of dilemma. Evers doesn't face that. He does not have to accept these maps.
So let me.
And
clearly,
they think it's going to, maps will turn out better in an objective process by objective experts that will go through the 7 proposals for the Supreme Court and come up with the best, fairest maps. They don't like that process. They think that doing this will get them a better deal. Why would Governor Evers give them a better deal? It just makes it less likely that he has a legislature that will pass anything he talked about in the State of the State last night, Earl.
You know, Dr. Craig, for people who don't know the importance of the legislative maps, it really kind of leads who's going to be in control of state government, right? I mean, that's what's at the root of it. And whether it's going to be Democrats or whether it's going to be Republicans, Republicans have had that now for over a decade. And I've kind of forgotten what it was like when Democrats had control. It's been that long ago.
Yeah, I know. I was working for a labor union and was there. And so amazing that you could actually have fair hearings on bills. They even had hearings on bills that came from the other side. You actually could have Republican allies on bills, had that a lot. And it was actually functioning democracy. Now it is really like dealing with an authoritarian state over at the legislature, where there is an iron-fisted rule nothing, no new idea can come in or anything that, that challenges where they want to go, where their big funders, you know, the people who actually fund their campaigns, what their interests are, and where the minority in the legislature, the Democrats, have virtually no rights other than to, on the floor session, and in a couple minutes, just cry helpless opposition to what they're doing. So I think that it we forget that you can't, that the legislature is the only body in Wisconsin government and our democracy that can change and adjust laws, which has to happen, and pass new laws. And we haven't had a Democratic legislature for a dozen years now. We haven't had a functioning democracy in Wisconsin. It really is that bad.
You know, Dr. Craig, when you sit back and think about it, there are legislators on the Democratic side who've never seen the Democrats even on an equal footing, let alone in control, in all the time they've been in the legislature. That's an amazing thing to
me. Most of them.
Oh, yeah, most of them. Yeah, most of them. So it'll be strange to see, you know, how this works out. Got to take a short hiatus. Karina, hang on. 844-967-2789. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Got a lot to talk about. We'll return.
Sunning. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunning. You smiled at me and really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. Sunny, thank you for the sunshine bouquet. Sunny, thank you for the love you've brought my way. You gave to me your all in all, and now I feel 10 feet tall.
Sunny, all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Go to the phone lines with Karina. Good morning to you, Karina. How you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning, gentlemen. Earl, you know what? I think we are both maybe a little bit idealistic, because I thought the same thing. I was thinking, okay, guys, we'll figure it out, that the 10 years was complete BS. So can we reverse everything, please? Because before Walker started destroying the whole school system, the union system, the everything, he destroyed everything we had in the state. And it feels like Republicans at this point really want to push the government power down to the state. So can we please have everything back? Because it's ridiculous. Even looking at the education system, that's where it's all started. He started destroying it from the beginning. He just, I don't know, this man should be a black book in Wisconsin history, honestly.
Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call. Dr. Craig?
Yeah, I mean, they've been reaping havoc and destruction on a lot of different things. I mean, school districts are badly underfunded all over the state. They are moving to referendum, closing schools, laying off teachers. And in Milwaukee Public Schools, I've gotten deep into the Milwaukee Public Schools infrastructure. Raphael Smith and our team and I have on trying to get money for a big climate green schools conversion that's made possible by the huge investments President Biden made in climate change. And they have great people in MPS, Earl, and I know you have experience with MPS, and they're just under-resourced and understaffed, and it's hard even to plan to use the money in a way that would impact, you know, our aging school buildings. They're 80 years old on average, which is also part of what's being done to an urban school district like Milwaukee. And so it just, we can't go, and I hope it happens today. The governor just shoots down the Republican move to allegedly sue for peace, because the only constitutional maps, Earl, are going to be the ones that come to the Supreme Court process, and we should see that process through.
Let me ask you, Dr. Craig, kind of changing the direction. You know, April of 2023, the state of Wisconsin, a referendum on abortion rights in April 2023, the Wisconsinites made it clear where they stood on abortion. And yet, even to this day, and Republicans have really, they've paid a price, Dr. Craig, across this nation in their decisions to take away women's rights. And in some instances, they've been steadfast, even though it's cost them elections across the board. Do you think they're going to all of a sudden get religion?
Well, of course not.
well it means they're going to continue to lose.
It's what Maya Angelou said, right? When people tell you who they are, believe them.
Yeah.
And you have a problem at the national level, Earl, where Donald Trump's strategy is to rev up his base so much that he dominates in the Republican Party, and that seems like it's going to happen. That has to be a real game change in the atmosphere to get Nikki Haley some oxygen. Though she has things people don't realize, like the Koch network and all of their funded nonprofits are behind her, so she does have a built-in field operation. But she still needs a change in the environment. Something Trump says or something happens to Trump that's totally unexpected, and given what the man can get away with, it's hard to know what that could possibly be, but who knows? You know, there are surprises in politics and in life. But he does obviously create a problem that he alienates everyone who is not a MAGA Republican or just someone who will vote Republican no matter what they think of the candidate. In other words, a yellow dog Republican who just always votes Republican, period, with independents. But he's been able to, he won 2016 by swamping the field with new turnout from his base. It's not always about the smaller number of independent swing voters, Earl. It's a lot of times about, and there's real issues with how enthusiastic the Democratic Party base will be with everything, the way everything has come down and some of the mistakes of the Biden administration that we get into. And so it's dangerous. Any situation where that man could become president is dangerous because I think he is, Earl, he is running for president to end all presidencies. It won't be a constitutional presidency when he's done with it. If he gets his way, this is very serious stakes, and it is possible, especially because what happens in the last month or so of election overdetermines voters' views of how to vote.
You know, Dr. Craig, I saw him, in his victory lap last night, and all I could think of was, this is a sick man. Anybody who sees him and just watches him knows that there's something that's just not balanced with him, right? And yet there are people who still see that and don't see that as a problem, Dr. Craig. Knowing that this man is facing some demons, and yet in the face of that, they dismiss all of that and say Joe Biden is too old. We got to take a short hiatus. Mike, Andrew, Stephen, and others, hang on the lines. We got to take a short hiatus, and don't hang up the phones. We'll be right there.
I love you, Sonny. Thank you for that smile upon your face, Sonny. Thank you for that gleam that flows with grace. You're my spark of nature's fire. You're my sweet, complete desire. Sonny, one so true, yes, I love you. Sonny, yesterday all my life was filled with rain. Sonny, you smiled at me and really, really eased the pain. Now the dark days are done and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one so true, I love you. I love you. I love you.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. My guest is Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action. Dr. Craig, we've got a bank of calls. We're going to try to get them all in. Let's go to Mike from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Mike. Thank you for holding on. You say what, sir? Mike from Kenosha.
In any business environment, you need to be able to play well with others. It's a prerequisite to success in the marketplace to get along well with others and negotiate and work things out and be a problem solver. Well, we've seen really since at least the Gingrich years of the mid-90s is a complete plan not to work, it seems, with others from the GOP. You know, we saw the bully tactics of the W administration. We continue to see this nonsense of 27 bills, I think, passed Congress last year. We see gavel in, gavel out legislative meetings to where, again, nothing gets done. So I'm shouting out really to the listeners out there. We have been shown what one party, what their position is, as far as working with and across the aisle, working with others. And it is non-existent. And with the Democratic side, at least, again, in like you've said, with Evers, he has shown that, and the left continues to show a ability to negotiate a settlement, but gosh, I just haven't seen anything from the right, and I wanted to get your opinion from your guest.
Hey, Mike, we will definitely do that. Thank you very much. Dr. Craig, hold that thought. We'll take a couple more and then let you respond rapid fire. Let's go to Andrew from Waukesha. Good morning to you, Andrew. You say what?
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. So I like the gentleman's opinion on these maps, and I wonder what his opinion is regards to increasing the amount of districts as opposed to just rejiggering, and from my point of view, just gerrymandering a different way maps that haven't been changed. You know, representation hasn't been changed for 138 years in this state. The Constitution limits it to 100 reps in the assembly. Why don't we just increase the number of reps and in that way have a better conversation about democracy as opposed to demonizing each other and going through this circus?
Hey, Andrew, thank you. Dr. Craig, you want to respond to both those questions? Great questions, by the way.
Yeah, so let me do the second question and the first. On the second, great comment. And this is true in Congress, too. The last time we increased the number of congressional districts was the late 1920s. So that's why congressional districts have become so large and less representative. And the theory of the case in the federal and the Wisconsin Constitution was that the lower houses would be relatively small districts and therefore be closer and more responsive to the people. So the same is true, as the caller said, and it's not even, no one's talking about it. It's not on the agenda, but it ought to be. He is completely right. And so that I agree with, and that's something that isn't being discussed and should be, and I'd urge a caller to, that's the kind of thing to bring to a state representative, because we got to get that on the table. I agree. So I hadn't been thinking about that either. I'd thought about the congressional level part. And so that's everything. As far as the first caller, Earl, look, you have to understand, he wonders if the Republicans want to negotiate, and I would apply that to all issues, not just the issue the caller raises. They don't want to negotiate any issue or get a solution, in other words, to any issue that they think is benefiting them. That's what we're seeing with the border right now. Biden is willing, and I'm very, you know, concerned about the compromise in the U.S. Senate, to cut a very Republican deal in order to get the government funded and get a lot of the other funding he wants to get through. And the House is going to torpedo it, it looks like, because they don't want Biden to have a bipartisan victory, and they just want everything they're saying about the border crisis is a lie. They just want political benefit. They don't want to solve the problem, even when it's their solutions. Same is true in Israel and the Middle East. They think it's harming Biden, which it is, with a lot of the Democratic base, and especially young people and Muslim people, and a lot of progressives. And so they just wanted to continue, and then they're going to be worse. They have no concern about what is being done to Palestinians. So they've become not a problem-solving party, but a problem-making party for political advantage, period.
Let's go to Dave from Mequon. Good morning to you, Dave. You say what?
Good morning, gentlemen. I think it's deplorable that at the end of the day, we have two men potentially running for president. They have no business running for president. Biden is full-blown dementia. He is weak. He is lost on stage. I've seen it many times where his wife, Jill Biden, has come to kind of help him off the stage because he doesn't even know where he is. Trump is definitely, there's obviously things with him too that, you know, it's scary as to what's going on with him. He's also, you know, up in years, and it concerns me. But I think the bigger point is this. I think what bothers me when we hear about democracy and all this other stuff, I look at what the Democratic Party did to RFK Jr. and not allowing him to debate Biden. I think Biden is going to be hiding in the basement again. He's not going to be out there debating whatsoever up until maybe the presidential election. And, you know, when you look at what's happened to Dean Phillips, I've been trying to learn more about him. He's much younger. He's 55 years old. Roughly the same age as Nikki Haley, and he's been eviscerated. The Democratic Party is scared to have a person of that age to debate Biden, and I think it's a real tragedy because
Dave,
he does represent Minnesota in a little different viewpoint and a generation.
Donald Trump refused to debate Republicans. Maybe you forgot about that. He didn't debate at all.
You still had debates with Republicans. There's absolutely no debates with Democrats.
But Donald Trump, but Donald Trump refused to debate. Joe Biden is the president of the United States. Well, Dr. Craig, you want to respond?
So, and let me do it in a balanced way, Earl. I won't say fair and balanced because Fox has destroyed that word, that term. And so, look, both President Trump and Joe Biden are older men. I am concerned that it seems to be okay to engage in just ageism, which says anyone who is a certain age is no longer capable. I do think there are a number of people living into their 80s and keen to do brilliant work. Look at Anthony Fauci, something the caller probably wouldn't agree with me on, but we could name others, including conservatives. Bernie Sanders. They haven't lost a beat. I think if you look, compare Trump and Biden, quite frankly, and Biden is just being hammered over and over again on ageist grounds where they show any stutter. And by the way, he had stuttering as a young man. He actually has a stutter. He's been able to cover it up well when he was younger. Or stumbling on stairs or anything else, or not sure who hand he should shake as dementia. It's not at all, okay? Whereas Donald Trump shows a lot more evidence, if you were actually to come in nonpartisan, objective way, of just saying things that are flat wrong and out of there, such as the one Nikki Haley has called out, where he confused Nikki Haley with Nancy Pelosi and attacked her for Capitol security on January 6th, which I don't, let's face it, Trump did not want better security. He was trying to foment disruption of the constitutional process. So that's gaslighting as well. As far as Dean Phillips, Earl, look, if there was going to be an alternative to Biden, and it's hard to do with an incumbent, and Trump is a virtual incumbent, that's why it's been so hard to challenge him, it was going to be another candidate that was actually someone who could be elected president. It was going to be the governor of California, or the governor of Illinois or Minnesota, just to give three examples. It wasn't going to be Dean Phillips, and he was just trashed by the voters in New Hampshire, where a write-in campaign for Biden, who did not campaign there and deliberately was not on the ballot, easily defeated Dean Phillips, who ran ad. So let's forget about that one as something that the Democratic Party did, because all the Republican Party folks are all lining up for Donald Trump. And my God, Senator Tim Scott apparently wants to be vice president. He debased himself yesterday. And I do not understand why he's seen as a nice guy and independent and thoughtful. That should end all of that. That was an embarrassing. That was a hostage video.
I love you, President Trump. Did you see that? I mean, come on, man. The other thing David talked about, Dr. Craig, was Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Somehow Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a person that we as Democrats should be say, oh, yeah, that's the guy we want.
He's a strange case, right?
Yes.
He's a guy who used to be a very articulate progressive, has some progressive views, but became radicalized in a weird way on vaccines and has gone that kind of direction. He's out of step with the entire broad coalition that is not MAGA Republicanism. And so he has the caddy name. He's an articulate guy, but he's been disowned by the rest of the caddy family, which must be really sad for that family, because I know that they've known and loved him. But how can you support what he is saying in public and what he is doing? He's been being manipulated by Steve Bannon. So it's all you really need to know, that the worst, most undemocratic and authoritarian elements behind Donald Trump are thrilled with and pushing along the Kennedy candidacy.
We got to take a short hiatus. Hang on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, my guest every Wednesday at 9 a.m.
Shield my friend. your business.
You can join us at 844-967-2789. Dr. Robert Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Actions, on the line. Let's go back to Stephen from Green Bay. Quickly, Stephen.
I just wanted to share and get Dr. Craig's thought on this. I was watching a quick skit from Dave Chappelle, and he pointed out something very interesting about Trump. How Trump knows so much about the policies he's against because he's directly benefited from them. And so a Democrat in office actually threatens him personally because it threatens a lot of the things that he's profited from. So I wanted your thoughts on that.
All right, we'll get it to him, Stephen. Thank you very much for the call. Go ahead, Joel. CJ, go ahead.
Well, thank you for taking
quickly.
You know, the state maps. Consider them our electoral maps, like elections, and the Democrats are fighting for more urban power, more representation, just like they are nationally, where Wisconsin votes, if you end the electoral college, our votes won't matter. And as far as illegal immigration, there's one administration, and this is a question for you, Dr. Craig, which administration is in the U.S. Supreme Court fighting to have Texas take barriers down and allow immigrants to just come across?
All right, CJ, thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Jam from Racine. Quickly, Jam, and we'll try to get Dr. Craig rapidly to answer these. Go ahead, Jam.
Yes, good morning. I just have a question. Not a question, but a statement. You know how women's reproductive rights, our rights are being taken away. But the flip side of the coin, men aren't realizing also they're being going to be forced into fatherhood, et cetera, financial, 18 years obligations. It's very important that you can't just take our rights and make us have babies, you know, but the whole thing of it, all those indiscretions, whatever, the big picture, way down the road, I had a vision. Just wanted to throw that out there.
All right, thank you very much for the call. And last, quickly, Tom.
Yeah, I find it very, very funny that on one hand, Joe Biden is older than Methuselah and can't, walk around properly. But on the other hand, he sure is getting a lot done with the infrastructure bill and talking to other countries. I see him getting more done, and Republicans will say, he got one over on us.
Hey, Tom, I wish I had more time. Thank you. Dr. Craig, rapid fire, you want to try to address those if you can remember?
Yeah, and I may need you to help me because I'm going to miss one or two.
Right. Well, so
on
am
the
I.
Last caller, totally agree. Presidential historians will consider Biden a very successful president in terms of the amount of agenda he has passed. And our democracy is so broken, it's invisible to too many people. And that is one of the challenges of democracy. First caller on Trump having insights into the various cons and maneuvers in order to protect his assets from taxation and regulation. I actually agree. That's an insightful comment. And I think that the largest corporate tax cuts in American history, people have just said he rubber stamped it. I think he knew in many ways which parts of the tax code would have benefited him personally as well. and he is constantly maneuvering. He is currently, his defense in court is that real estate agents, developers have to be able to basically fudge their books on what property values are, that it's normal practice. So that is the way he sees the world. CJ brought up immigration and the Texas wire fence as if that's some kind of border solution. And it's done nothing. It's posturing by Governor Abbott for political purposes, and it made things dangerous. It probably caused several asylum seekers to drown. And those are human beings. I am sick and tired of the right simply classifying them as what Trump calls people he doesn't like, vermin, as non-human, right? And as deserving of no human rights. It's disgusting. There was a third comment in there, Earl. Do you remember what that is?
Dr. Craig, I don't, and it's understandable. And, you know, Dr. Craig, you know, what we've attempted to do with civic media is really kind of, you know, unbelievable that you know, we've been able to put together all these 20 stations in a short period of time. You've been around a while. Your thoughts about what we're doing with civic media in the last couple of minutes?
It's long overdue. You remember that at Citizen Action, we were running a radioactive campaign to try to just get some progressive radio in Milwaukee, and you were there at some of the events. And so it's fantastic that financing and individuals willing to do it came in, built on what Mike Crute started, right?
That
he built on the air with his show with Dominic Salva, the Devil's Advocates, and then built it into a statewide network and has kept buying stations. Long overdue. We just need to make sure that all people who believe in democracy and open discussion, even if they don't entirely agree with every host on everything or even disagree a lot, right? Like CJ, engage this. This can be the new public square, because right-wing radio is not a public square. It's a propaganda factory, and only one point of view is acceptable, right? And everyone else is shouted down. And this is a place where people are treated respectively, and CJ and other folks you've had a couple conservative callers, and I hope you get more. And I hope we can have a conversation. And not all callers are really up for that. They just want to make their point.
Right.
But at least they make a point from the other side, so you and I at least have to engage it. In some cases, we can get two-way engagement, and that's even better. And we will get that as more callers from around the state find civic media and start tuning in and calling it.
Hey, Dr. Craig, we're going to start doing StreamYard with you next Wednesday. Thank you very much, as always. Thank everybody who made the show go. Up next, Jane Mattenair on air with Greg Bott. I'll be back on tomorrow. Thank you, Calvin, as always. See you later.